Blog Talk Radio.
TNT, motherfucker. Booyah!
What? Yeah. This is what you get when you get this shit. This shit. This is what you get. This what? Shit. This is what you get in the war zone. Motherfucker, load your war arms zone. Up. The war is on. In the war zone. War zone. War zone. Arms up, fire one, nigga, booyah.
Got a call one late night from my nigga Thor, telling me buckshot, get ready, prepare for war. On the streets, I peep them in the swarm technique. So, me and my people swarm with heat. When it's beef, rule number one is don't panic. In the situation where niggas got automatics and they busting off, I'm about to toss a couple of shots and bust back at niggas in parking lots. Even though it's dark, I know they coming for me. Slowly, like a slow leak, what a dummy. Is you gon' bust, or is you gon' hesitate? Go on, hesitate. My niggas bustin', never wait. Nigga is on, the war zone set to be loose. In a couple of minutes, put the gun inside your goose.
Stubbing ritual.
Jersey, warning. Poisonous black smoke pouring in from Jersey marshes. Reaches South Street.
Take a closer look at who you see. No, it's not a mirage, it's the 5FT. Finally, here to make my mark. Rising out of the dark in my fatigue with the Dutch spark. Still not giving a fuck. Pulling the can to make you do a summy to a tuck. What now? Your funeral parlor is packed. Everybody's best in all black. All your people's ready to react, but they not ready for war. Another rest in peace, I'm blessing your man's name on the side war. Last man stands, last man to make the call. First man plan, first man to stand and brawl. And plus I'm aiming at y'all. Forever bringing in the diamond in that 5 foot tall, the law.
At least 40 people, including 6 state troopers, lie dead.
The life.
Through the dusty wind, I must be in. At night, moving quickly on the new mission. Cold-hearted motherfuckers started acting up. Wanna step the buck, don't duck and get my face cut. For what? A couple of props? Niggas wanted a couple of shots and dead off the whole block. And put the static up another notch and peep them fake niggas by the flock. They never bust blocks, they front first. Before my niggas ask you what you want first, we bust first. Too many niggas thirst. Streets aim at me, bitches throw game at me. It's a war inside my head, but I stay nappy. And my mindset set to blow, cause if the streets is watching, I'ma let the streets know. I live by the rule, the ruler regulate the street survival. Live by the street bible, guerrilla tactics. Move swiftly through the trees, fucking up the head of my enemies.
What you know about this? This is Doc Hole Radio. We in the house.
Yo, what's happening?
You still there?
Yo, what the fuck is going on, man? Yo!
Blog Talk is acting up. If you can hear the sound of my voice, that means Blog Talk is acting up. I can't hear you, Dialansky. I can't hear nothing. You're going in and up.
Yo, yo, can people hear me now?
I can hear you now. You?
You? Okay, yeah, Blog Talk was messing up just a little bit. I was putting duct tape on it and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So what's good, man? Like I said, Dialful Radio, I hope everyone can hear me. You know, just little malfunctions. It's you know, can't do anything about it on computer digital world that we're at. What's happening with you, Mr. Raw?
Man, enjoying the end of a beautiful night, ending it out the best way on this turned up Tuesdays. If you were following us throughout the whole day, you realized that we was in the dirty basement. Then we went to Soul Focus Radio, and we were on Greenleaf Network, and now we're on Die 4 Radio. What else is another way to end a beautiful day?
And all the shows were cracking. Every single one of the shows, man, was just, it had good subject matter. Everybody participated. Lots of people that followed the show calling up. So it was definitely the business. So, yeah, we got to keep it rolling. Like I said, we got, you know, Black Moon in the house, Richie Rich for Sean. Definitely going to be just a dope show as far as MCs. You know what I'm saying? I love the diversity, too, because you got Richie Rich, who is, you know, a big West Coast cat. You know what I'm saying? But still holds it down, a veteran over here. You got 5ST for Black Moon. I mean, that already speaks for itself in the East Coast, Black Moon. As a matter of fact, just in October right now, is celebrating their 20th anniversary of Into the Stage. You know what I'm saying? And that's just an incredible accomplishment because they're still relevant to today. And that Fashawn's lyrics are just fires. And I love that coming as a West Coast MC. So I'm going to really go real quick back to my man Ford. Now, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, that everybody can hear me. For you there?
Yo, I'm right here. Let's do this shit, man. Dipo Radio. Let's do this shit.
I hear you. So we got Blog Talk, you know, actually acting right for us right now. You know what I'm saying? So real quick, just, you know, the feeling today, I just got to, you know, express more what Mr. Ross said. It's really crazy because we've been holding down the radio for half a day, you know what I'm saying? And we're in different time zones holding it down. And all my East Coast listeners in 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be Wednesday. And I appreciate everybody out there rocking with us. In fact, I got another caller right now that just came in from a 661 area code. What's up? You're on Dipo Radio. What's going on with you tonight? 661-575. What's happening, Dipo Radio?
What's good with
you? I heard it. Okay, go ahead. I caught you.
What's up? This is Elise. I was just calling in and show y'all some support. I couldn't make the earlier show, so thought I'd call in and what y'all was talking about tonight.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. We got some actually really talented MCs coming in the house. Some veterans from the East Coast, some veterans from the West Coast, so it's going to be good. You know, the subject matter really is this music, you know, and definitely chopping it up with these artists. So I really appreciate the support. I mean, Dipo Radio, we're doing it.
I'm looking forward to y'all interview with Richie Rich.
Absolutely. So he's going to be on pretty soon. We're waiting on my man 5ST, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to this 760 number real quick, and then we're going to go into some music. I'm going to get in some more Black Moon. So let's do this. 760 Dipo Radio, what's happening with you?
What it do? It's your boy Justified checking in with the Dipo family.
Oh, what's up, Justified? Sitting here, you know what I'm saying? With my man, Mr. Raw, my man, Mad 4, doing what we do, homie.
That's right. Nigga stand up past my bedtime checking it out, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. Well, I appreciate you tuning in, man. Like I said, it's going to be...
It's all good, man. I'm just tuning in, seeing, you know what I'm saying, my fam get it in. That's all it is.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have Rich on, too, soon, and I know you're a big fan of Richie Rich.
Yay. Did you get to go to heaven? I want to know. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Classic. Classic. So, we're going to wait for 5FT just for a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? But what we are going to go to is some Black Moon. Now, I had this conversation with a homie earlier, and a lot of these younger people don't know who Black Moon is, you know what I'm saying? But when you talk about the Notorious movie, the movie about Notorious B.I.G., and you say, hey, it's that song that Lil' Kim started rapping after they got together the first time. When it was on the radio, and they're like, oh, yeah, that shit's tight. So we're going to go right now off of the, you know, original album there. Who got the props? Black Moon, let's die for radio. Let's get it.
But they got no show, so I'ma grab the mic, flip for trip, believe the sun. Both shots to one, that gets the dark.
cause I'm a threat to your fret. No host bar, incomplete move fakers. That's the way the back of my control, I might take her. If she's a grab, I'ma just a then slide. If she's by the rip, I got my Smith on my side. Word to God, here I come to make way. Rugged and raw, killing your set every day. Microphone check, 1, 2, here we go. And I'ma let you know who got the flow. Spitting my words like an automatic weapon. Sucker, keep stepping, cause I'ma let you know.
That's Black Moon, Who Got the Props. And, you know, 20 years later, literally 20 years later, it's still just so relevant. And I believe we have our special guest, the general in the house, 5FT.
Hello.
What's happening with you, my dude?
What's good? I'm chilling.
Man, I just, you know.
Hello?
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, with Blog Talk's messing with us just a little bit tonight, but we're going to make it work. No, I was telling this people, you know, listening to a song like that in literally 20 years last month, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, and just how relevant and, you know, it still is today and definitely still moves me, man. So what's up in your world nowadays, man? What's happening with you?
Man, we celebrating this 20 years. We trying to put this package together. I got a mixtape coming. We got the new Black Ink project coming. I got a solo project, a couple of other projects working on, trying to get these things together so they can come out next year.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, you guys also have a show coming up for the 20th anniversary on November 16th, correct?
That's right. That's right. That's going to be live and direct online, churchhammer.com. Y'all log in. Let the world know we on deck. You know what I'm saying? And celebrating the 20th anniversary, we definitely going to put this thing together on the 16th of November.
Now, definitely all my Die 4 people out there and all my affiliate stations, you know, Soul Focused, Greenleaf, everybody, we definitely are going to be promoting this for them. It's $5 a ticket, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
But it's an exclusive show. I mean exclusive to see Black Moon up on stage, and you can be at home doing it. You can watch over your computer.
That's right. That's right. Especially everybody overseas, Europe, Japan, worldwide, y'all logged in because I know y'all been mad supporters of the Black Moon movement for over 20 years, heavy. So we definitely want y'all to log in and check the show out, give y'all a nice tree. We got a nice tree set up for y'all.
That's what's up. And I can tell you, I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? And you wasn't on the line, but I was telling, there's a lot of these younger cats that we, you know, talk to about hip-hop and kind of the history of it and everything. And you'll say to them, and it's not their fault they're younger, you know, they didn't grow up in the era, but, you know, Black Moon, and they're like, oh, we don't know who it is. And I say, hey, on Notorious, after Biggie and Kim getting on the first time, what she's rapping
that's
on the
right.
radio, that's Black Moon. And all of a sudden
that's
they click
right.
to them, oh, yeah. But it just shows you what an establishment you guys are in this hip-hop game, you know, because
yep.
everybody, whether they listen to hip-hop or not, knows who Biggie is and this and that, and y'all were, you know, he was here kind of, you know, because of y'all, for real. So
that's
much
it.
Props
exactly.
to you, man, and the whole boot camp and duck down click
they
and the whole
it,
nine yards, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
so cool, man.
Hello?
You know, I got a lot of people that definitely are huge fans, you know what I'm saying, and definitely want to talk to you, man. I'm going to go ahead and go to actually my co-host that just stepped in the building because I know he has some questions for you, and then we can also go into some more music of yours, too. So I'm going to go to this 661265. Is this my co-host, Lil Wit?
On deck. 5FT Black Moon on deck was good.
Oh, man. I guess he wasn't ready to speak. I'm going to go to my boy, Mad 4. Mad 4, you on the line. With the 5FT, what's happening with you?
Yo.
Man, I guess Black Talk is really messing up tonight. That's just absolutely crazy. But you know what it's not going to stop us from doing? Is we definitely going to go into some more music, you know what I'm saying? So they know exactly who they dealing
what's
with, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's right. That's right.
So, here goes some more Black Moon. I got you open. Tell me a little bit about this track, man. I mean, I know it's an oldie but goodie, but tell these little people about this track.
Yo, this I Got You Open is a real L jazz track. Jazz vibe, the original, you know what I'm saying? We did the video in the Central Park in the wintertime. It was mad cold. We had to sacrifice mad cold weather. Pull his images and get this video out, which did was a dope song and a dope record for us, which is actually like our third single of the Black Moon album, Enter the Stage.
And like I said, 20 years after, it's still just completely relevant to what hip-hop should be, you know?
It's amazing. It's amazing to me still 20 years later. We still benefit from what we did, you know what I'm saying, and the effect that it had worldwide, you know what I'm saying? 20 years later, we got a lot of, you know, fans, diehard fans. We got a lot of active sports players that show mad love even to this day. That when we bump into them or when we see them, certain people, they still give us mad props and show mad respect and love. And we remember, we ain't got no plaques. We ain't go platinum. We ain't got
yeah.
no gold plaques or none of that, to be honest, on deck. But we still in the building. We still down in the history books. And we're still very relevant to the hip-hop culture, and that's a blessing.
And that just shows you, though, the quality, not only just the quality of music, but what you guys actually did, because 20 years later, it's still relevant, and you didn't go platinum. I mean, look what you guys achieved. It's amazing.
Right, Right, right. It's like we went platinum. It's like we had mad platinum. We did the damn thing like, you know, who got the Prospect Brook Ground record that really brought us to the surface, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. that crossover mainstream radio play that we gained from that. And notoriety came from that as well, you know what I'm saying, as being a group and being ill hip-hop. Like, we really, really, like, even when we first was putting everything down, we really was on our grind with the music. We really was dedicated soldiers to the craft. And that's my advice to those who are out there trying to get into the business, know your business, and be so wholeheartedly dedicated to the craft, and everything will follow, you know?
That's what's up. And you know what? That's 100 right there. So everybody listening, this is the way it starts, man. You got to know the history. The history of why you want to rap. Besides, you know, your own personal feelings, there's the foundation being put down. And this is one of the songs that definitely did it. Black Moon, I got you open. Dot 4 Radio, let's do this.
Yes.
Black Moon. I got you open. I mean, what a, this is just an absolute classic. I'm sitting here with the man that made it happen. You know what I'm saying? The 5FT. Man,
yeah,
I hope
yeah.
these people, these newer cats, I hope they really feel that, I mean, how just hype that is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a West Coast dude, born and raised,
okay.
you know, in Southern California. But always,
yeah.
you know, like, you know, boot camp was my thing. You know what I mean? And obviously, y'all started that.
Cali always showed mad love. When we first came out, we one of the main areas that showed mad love for, you know, the music and the craft that we put out. Definitely.
Yep, that's what's up. That's what's up. So hopefully, I apologize for the technical difficulties. You know, sometimes that just happens. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to go again to my homie that makes this all happen with me, Mad 4. Can you hear us now, my homie?
What's cracking, man? What up, 5FT? What it do?
What's good, King? What's good, baby?
Oh, man, it's a privilege to have you on the show, man. And basically, I'm a big, big, big fan of Black Moon, man. And to me, everybody know who Buckshot is. I think it's time for everybody to know who the other core member is. 5FT, motherfuckers, young. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know who Buckshot is, but don't everybody right now, 5FT, that dude, man. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you was incarcerated for a few years, right, my dude?
Yeah. I was out there for like about 3 joints.
See, if y'all motherfuckers that don't know, the reason why y'all don't know, because my dude was doing the bid. But now that he's out and, you know, getting this shit popping, it's time for y'all motherfuckers out there to open up your ears and listen and pay attention, because it's not just Buckshot and Evil D. 5FT,
right.
man. 5FT.
Right. Let him know, baby. Let him know from there. It's definitely
yeah.
That's right.
Yep, but it's a privilege to have you on the show, man. I just want to say,
I really appreciate the love, I really appreciate the support, you know, 20 years of being in the business and going through trials and tribulations and still get the love that we get, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing to me, and it's definitely a blessing, and definitely appreciate it. Soldiers like you that's been supportive and spreading the word, I want to say thank you, and keep spreading the word, let them know. 5FT got a solo album coming. I got my team coming. I want y'all to check for my man, Todd Gracie, part of Cool Sick, which is also part of Allen Iverson's situation. Y'all definitely check for that, because me and my brother, we got some things coming. I got a lot of different projects coming, and I got the mixtape coming. Like, hopefully, everything will be finished real soon. By December, I'll be dropping that. That'll be a nice treat for the end of the year for Christmas to get everything cut for next year. So we definitely in the game. We still in the game. We still doing what we got to do. And music is definitely still coming out. Word up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And you know, also at DieFullProductions.com after tonight, there will be a link on there for the 20-year anniversary show for Black Moon. So y'all be able to access that quick on my page.
Yeah,
just go ahead and click the link and do it.
Log on to that. Let everybody know, homie. Spread the word. Let them know November 16th. We will definitely be on deck on turntable.com. $5 a pop. Come out, support, and we're going to put together the illest performance you ever seen live online. New Saturday Station.
And it's going to be nuts. And when y'all see the link, it's going to make you already be like, yep, I'm there. Because I watched it, and I was like, yep, I'm there.
That's
Lil Wick, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line, baby.
Oh, there we go. You know, my co-host, my special co-host from Soul Focus Radio is in the house now. You know what I'm saying? We got the iconic 5FT on the line, man. Holler at him. You know what I'm saying? This is my co-host, so he's definitely going to do his thing.
Man, I got somebody, man, that's been here during your whole growth, man, my older brother, man, and we was debating it, you know.
Hello?
Oh, something must have happened to his line.
Say it again. Hello?
I think he I think his phone cut out just a little bit ago. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to go to one more caller, man, and you know what I'm saying, because there's a lot of fans on the line here. We got some people that definitely been waiting to call you. There's a 661-317 number, 661-317. You on Die 4 Radio with 5FT. What's happening?
What's going on with it, fam? Nothing much, man. This your boy Wayne ID. I was just dropping through to show some love real quick, man. You know,
that's
shit, I heard Die Lansky on there with on the Soul Focus Radio with my boy Lil Wit. So, you know, I definitely wanted to stop through and check it out, you know, see what's going on.
That's what's up,
you know,
man.
What I mean?
That's what's up, man. I appreciate the support. You know, you in the house with a hip hop veteran right now, man, the 5FT Black
vet.
Moon.
Yeah, super, man. That's, dude, like, I grew up listening to you, man. Super big fan over here, too, man. I really, like, so many questions I could ask you, man. I really, like, I just kind of got stopped up at the tongue right now, you know what I mean?
It's all good, man.
Yeah, but just really at the end of the day, man, I just want to thank you for everything you put out, man, and keeping hip-hop alive like you're doing, and just, to, you know, I'm just really just trying to support, bro, you know what I mean?
Thank you, family. I really appreciate your support. Like 20 years, that's 2 decades. That's a long time.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Not too many artists
get to break the barrier 20 years and still be relevant and still people have love. Like, you know, like my shit just came out yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And like
Say,
you know, that's thanks to the Most High, the blessings that we still able to do the damn thing, and we're going to keep doing the damn thing. Well, we're going to keep doing
that's
the damn thing.
Well,
I appreciate your love, homie. Always, you know, always get at me. We're going to talk behind the scenes anyways. We already talked about that. I appreciate you, you know, rocking with Die 4 Radio.
Oh, yeah, all day, man. Shit, all day.
That's what's up. Rock out with us. We still got the homie, you know.
Let the people know, November 16th, we're going to be live online, turntable.com. Tell everybody to log in, only $5. Come see us perform and do the dance thing live and direct online. Let everybody know. Spread the word.
Absolutely. And it will be exclusively after tonight, too. Not exclusively. It's going to be all over, but there will be a whole page on die4productions.com about it, and give easy access to it, and you just get it down. We definitely going to be spreading it, the wealth, and getting people to that show.
That's right.
Mm.
That's what's up. Well, let's go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Give us, I'm really, you know, privileged to have your time here, man. Give us some last words, you know, besides the show on the 16th, because Die 4 and our whole coalition is going to be pumping that like crazy. So give us some last words and, you know, just, again, just privileged to have you on Die 4 Radio, man.
Yo, salute. I appreciate all the love that we've got and all the love that we support. You know what I'm saying? Everybody worldwide. You know, whatever you're trying to do out here in society, put your mind focused on it. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Don't trip. You still hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Put your mind focused on whatever you're trying to accomplish. Keep the positive thoughts. And, you know, everybody has the ability to make things happen and make your dreams come true, man. Just stick to the script and know your business. And just basically be focused and put your heart forward and just stay on it. Don't let nobody distract you with your path or what you're trying to do. Anything's possible in the world, man.
Man, everything you said, man, is just 100. And like I said, man, I'm just privileged to have you on Die 4 Radio. You guys always have a home here for whatever it is. We have your back 100%. So please don't hesitate to stop by, hit me up via Twitter, phone number, everything. You know what I'm saying? We got you guys back 100%.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for being part of this situation, being a part of the culture, to add on to the culture and keep the real raw, the element that makes hip-hop what it is alive, you know what I'm saying? People like yourself that have been supportive of the game, just how long it's been going on, you know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate everything that you've done, family. Well,
and we can have you back online, especially with your endeavors you got going, man. So again, you always have a home here, and we're just blessed to have you, man, for real. One love to everybody from Black Moon. We got your back.
You're going to be one of the first. As soon as I finish this product I'm cooking right now, you'll be one of the first to get your hands on it. Trust me.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. You have a blessed night, my homie. And, again, thanks for rocking with Die 4 Radio. We can be rocking out with you for sure.
No doubt, baby. Everybody salute.
Yup, yup. So that's what's up. You know, that's what we do here at Die 4 Radio. You know, we try to keep hip-hop as good, relevant. You know what I'm saying? And one of the people that helps do that is my man right here. Prashan, what's up with you, my dude?
Peace, man. Chilling, man. Just reporting to you live in First Street. That's all.
Yeah, that's what's up. I really appreciate, you know, you stopping by Die 4 Radio, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Tell these people who you are for my people that don't know who you are and you know, what you got going on right now, my man.
Man. My name is Fashawn, for those who don't know. Fashawn. I got my name out the Bible of Rap from this song called When I Be on the Mic by Rakim. And that's where I got my name from. And but Shields Avenue and First Street is where I'm from. It's in a small little city called Fresno, California, better known as Grizzly City. And, yeah, man, I've been doing this hip-hop thing since I was born, man. I came out the womb 88, and, yeah, man, was kind of born into it, man. Was listening to N.W.A. in the womb and just came out, you know, really rebellious and crazy, man, because of it. And, yeah, man, I speak my truth. That's all, man, and I try to just, you know, make the best music possible, man, that everybody can relate to. And if you can't relate to it, you know, what can I do, you know? But,
absolutely.
MC, poet, aspiring entrepreneur, et cetera, man. People are dilated with dilated people.
Sure. Yeah, and big up to Evidence and you know, Alchemist, and I know they're about to drop their stepbrothers. But a quick question, too, coming out of, you know, where you from? How much influence is Planet Asia to you?
Oh man, Planet Asia is like Planet Asia was like how could I compare this? It was like what Rakim was for Nas. You know what I'm saying? Like growing up, just from a Californian's perspective, man. From a Californian's perspective, me growing up, and just a nigga from Fresno, the same city, having like a guy to look up to, man. I came from the same blocks that I grew up on, man. It's you know, second to none, man. This whole influence, this whole inspiration, and
absolutely,
and the skill level, man. He was the first rapper to ever take me on tour when I was about 17 years old or something like that, and
mm-hmm.
That's my dude forever. Yeah, Power of Law, PA, Planet Asia, my nigga.
And still a fan of hip hop, but Planet Asia definitely one of my, you know, favorites out there. I mean, but I love y'all being West Coast MCs and rapping like that, and I hate kind of how West Coast, you know, music does get stereotyped with, like, the gangster rap and everything, but there's a lot of lyrical cats, you know, including yourself and Evidence and Dilated Peoples and the whole crew that is just crazy, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't see, you know, they just expect West Coast hip-hop to be West Coast hip-hop. So it's nice,
yeah,
and you know, all your beats have substance, and everything you say has substance. So it's definitely what's the business for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that. But you know, West Coast cats, man. I don't know, like a lot of that shit is not appealing to a lot of people, man. Like a lot of the lyrical shit and the niggas using big words and crazy rhyme patterns and entendres and et cetera. It's like that shit is not appealing to a lot of niggas, especially out here on the West Coast. Like, niggas don't ride to that shit. Niggas don't smoke to that kind of shit. So when you hear an MC like myself or like a Kendrick or like a, you listen to an old Far Side record and niggas is kind of different, you know? It stands out in the midst of all that, gangster shit and that the shit that we do get stereotyped in. So I think it's refreshing when you hear lyricism, especially from a West Coast perspective, because it's very unique and it's nothing like the Golden State of Mind. Trust me.
Yeah, and you know, man, when the world dropped, you know, I mean, just crazy how it hit the game. I mean, did you know your music? I mean, everyone's confident about their music, but did you know, hey, this right here, people are gonna love, because that album is ridiculous.
Which album are you talking about, sir?
Your first album.
Oh man, I had a feeling, man. I didn't, with all, to say that with all modesty, you know, because I put out a lot of mixtapes and a lot of work, like, prior to that album. And, you know, I gave a lot of myself to the people, but at that point it was like, I felt like, what else can I say? You know, when I was making my first album, I'm like, what can I say that I've never, that I haven't said yet, you know? And I was kind of stripped to the bone, like, lyrically and just creatively, and all I could give to people was my truth and my honesty and my, you know, through the music. So all I could do was put that in the music and have a real, like, an honest reflection of what my life was like, you know? So the people had to feel me. I feel like I gave the people no option on that album but to feel me.
And that's, I mean, the album crazy. And again, you know, I know you say West Coast, you know, sometimes that's not what shines, but, man, I think it should, because when you have that much substance in your music, it carries itself. You know, I guess, you know, you got to, you know, you do got to have the right ears, but I'm going to give this people just the, you know, again, people that don't know you or this, you know, I'm going to actually drop one of my kind of favorites that you did, you know, throughout your mix, and then we're going to come back, and we got some callers that definitely want to chop it up with you, man. But this is,
absolutely,
you know, for Sean Gospel Radio. It's, again, a privilege to have you, and I love it. You know,
thanks for having me, man. It's nothing, man. Thanks for having me, brother.
No problem. Let's rock this right now.
Cantaloupe, exposing them. The game is infected, I'm the antidote. Radical, untouchable as far as my attitude. Latitude, that of a G4, is magical. It's Barnum and Bailey when I go harder for breakbeat. It sounds like I'm letting off an AR-15. My machine with delegates forever. Battle whoever. Take it back to Rocksteady, the new era. Molding a generation of kings like Coretta. Scott, when I rock, I'm just ruffling niggas' feathers. I'm hot, sitting, watch is what I say manifest. Take caution before you say I'm the best. Might believe it and start jotting some ether. Have you jumping off the bleachers? That's what I call king spirit. Mean lyrics I deliver and paint the scene vivid. 1,000 words and you still wouldn't get the picture. Just like a pill, give it a minute and it'll hit ya. I'm penicillin to these so-called ill niggas, keeping it real with ya. You ain't even noticed, but I've grown a little bigger. Yo, out, blow the motherfucking horns when I'm finished. The antidote. Injectors in your veins is the epic. Put your letter embedded in your brain. Mike shredder, et cetera, drove the veterans insane. It was inevitable. Somebody tell them why I came. Why you at it by an umbrella? Get ready for my reign. Expand the empire. Explore new terrain. Hope I never expire. That'll be the day. If I fail, at least I did it my way. Go to hell. Hip-hop is in a state of 9-11. Don't waste your time trying to find a medic. I designed a solution for those diagnosed with rhyme flu. I really think there's something in the music. Sean got the antidote. The antidote.
You listening to Dafoe Radio?
Man,
that shit is just killing
me lately, man.
Thank you,
man. That's one of my favorite songs, man.
What's it like to work with Alchemist, my dude?
It's crazy, man. It's crazy to work with someone with so much flavor and it's just super fly that you look up to and that you looked up to since a kid, man. It's like, I can't even explain it, man. It was like a dream working with homie, man. Like, I really felt like I arrived in the rap game as soon as I stepped foot in the studio. I felt like it was holy ground touching the mic that so many great MCs have stepped to, you know what I'm saying? And to have beats that are tailored just for me, it was an honor, you know what I'm saying, from the chemist himself. And it's the whole, you know, just the whole, like, the story with the Alchemist, the book The Alchemist from Paulo Coelho, it was very, what's the word, very relative to our relationship, you know what I'm saying, with Santiago and The Alchemist, if you're familiar with that book. And, yeah, man, it was something special, man. We did that album in New York. And in Cali, you know, it was East Coast and West Coast, just like literally, because we did it. We started out in Manhattan and finished it up in Venice Beach. I don't think it gets more New York or more California than that. Cool cat, even gave me the keys to his crib one day. Real nigga.
Yo, you there? I'm back. My phone cutting out.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah.
I was saying I went to the Cats and Dogs album release party down on Sunset, the Viper Room, when they dropped and Alchemist was out there, and you was out there, and, you know, Razzcaz was out there and everything, and, man, what a great night. And just so evidence, I mean, man, is this one slept-on producer? I know in our culture of hip-hop, but, I mean, are you kidding me? Is this one not just producer and artist, but just a slept-on hip-hop worker, man? This dude works, doesn't he?
Man, he works harder than anyone I know, man. Man, like, rocking with Ev, man, it was a big learning experience, man, just how to game work and how to stay relevant and how to separate yourself from a group and still have a solo career and how to bounce back from one to the other. Like, that boy works his ass off, man, and, yeah, and he's definitely slept on as a producer, but, you know, I got some shit dropping produced by him tomorrow.
Well, I was just gonna talk about your new single. I was just gonna bring that up, but tell the people about it. Yeah, it drops tomorrow.
Yeah, man. It's a song called "The Beginning." At last, man. I felt like I had to take it back to the essence, man. I did a lot of shit in my career, man, creatively and musically, but I really wanted to take it back to the essence and just rap, man, and just be dope and give you that raw, you know. That raw hip-hop, man, not that nothing sugar-coated or nothing, you know, no shiny suits or none of that shit, just raw concrete rap, man, and that's what we did, man. And Ev was adamant about making that kind of music. He was like, I want to make, like, the shit that I grew up on, man, like that the dirty rap, you know, shit that, man, you can smell it.
I know him, you know? He's a perfectionist, too. I know you are too.
More than anything,
so I know that's gonna be fire. So y'all look out for that too. I'll make sure there's some links on the Die 4 page as well. It's gonna be on iTunes and everything, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll make sure that gets on my side as well, man, so we can push that single for you. You know what I'm saying? Technical difficulties, but I got my co-host, I think, finally back on the line. Little Wit, you there with me?
Yes, sir. I'm tuned in. You already know.
Well, we sitting here with a homie, you know what I'm saying?
I'm tuned in, man. What it do?
What it does, man.
man, I've been tuned, man. My phone is tripping. I've been trying to holler like a fan at the nosebleed seats, nigga. Hello, say something, nigga. But, man, I'm glad to be on, man. I fuck with the moon. I fuck with Fashawn, man. Y'all niggas doing y'all thing, man. You definitely a lyricist, bro. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with you. I like that pastor. What's that? Cologne? Man, you stupid. That nigga done for that. You done for that, man.
I got into cigars recently, man, and about to start getting into the wine and all that dumb shit, man. I'm just living my life, man. I just turned 25. I can't complain about nothing, man.
You can't even tell, man. The weed nap, you know what I'm saying, is something profound, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people at your age that took that to another level. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that's been smoking for over the time that you've been living, you know what I'm saying, can relate to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got a
well, come on, probably. Comedy show. Let's do it. Technical difficulties.
Church of shit.
Enjoy the Earth Eliza. Enjoy the road. The road something. Yo, y'all there? Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah. Blog Talk's just been tripping all night, man, so we just gotta do our best with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go real quick to this, you know what I'm saying, because this is one of my favorites, man. This is the R-Way featuring Evidence, man. Tell me a little bit about this track.
Oh, man, this song is just, you know, an ode to California, an ode to the West Coast, and trying to bring everybody out R-Way. That's why I think it's aptly titled. So enjoy it, man. This that West Coast shit, 100%.
Yep, that's what's up. So here we go. We doing a big
No, I gotta shout out XL real quick. Exile is
okay,
one of the most slept on producers as well. But now we got an album coming out called The Ecology. I know I've been promising people that for a while, and I promise you it's worth the wait. But Exile really, really showed off on this album. And I can't wait for y'all to hear that. But he did this beat our way, and that shit is heavy as an elephant, man. Check it out.
Definitely, definitely. We're about to do this. We, you know, Cali in the house, Dafoe Radio. We got people all over the country listening. Let's do this. Our way features everything.
Soak up game. Well, graphite is bomb trained and poets are smoked out with dope in their veins. Need a toast to the post where we hang. Dialect unmatched. Gotta adapt to the slang that spoke. A West Coast thing. Out of town niggas get took out the frame just for thinking every hood's the same. Especially where I'm from. We live by the gun, put money over bitches and die over funds. You could lie in the trunk or at the blink of an eye get jumped. Can't say we seen it all, but we can say we saw enough. Survive when the times got rough and the money got low. Houses got raided. We was at the park getting faded out of care in the world. From the street to the north. From the street to the north.
The sunset, they lose like touche. Too bad, I was off the head like touche. Got home off two planes, toothache, today. MySpace, 2,000 plays. Last call for alcohol's 2 a.m. On a Tuesday night, we were saying, it's our way, L.A. party crash. Like, we from here, y'all talk funny, y'all got the accent. Ski slopes to the beach, post up each.
Yeah.
Every day, new trees, Cali green, green leaf. Weed medicine cards,
you know.
Streets got eyes in 3D. Still peace,
yeah.
Polluted air when I sleep. Fucking up the count of my sheets. The far left,
yeah.
I'm part of the neck. Shine different, work hard, not from the bottle with slack.
From the street to the nose.
One time focus, young niggas pumping, hood rats scoping at the bus stop, brothers might slide through dumping, broad daylight outside like fucking, hood rich, we drive by in buckets with chrome 22s on the side, call it stunting, flamboyant, young hustlers and couch bums who amounted to nothing, mouthpiece help them get dope, out of chick in the mall buying fresh clothes, some broads got burnt out, Erica turned 17 and got turned out. That's how we live in the streets of the F. Paranoid, so I sleep with a tech. Valley of death, I'm from the sunshine state, but we living in darkness. Be smart, nigga, enter with caution. It's
SC. From the street to the north.
Cali, stand up.
Yeah, and you don't stop. And you don't quit.
So.
Yeah, your boy Lil Wit on the
phone,
line.
Exile, shit bang on the phone, too.
Hello?
Yeah, we in the building.
What it do, man? It's your boy Lil Wit, man. I ain't working at a Young Q, man, but definitely can hold it down with the vocals, man. So what was your vibes on that, man, when you put that together right there, man? What is, you know what I'm saying, what was your inspiration when you put that together?
Man, to be honest, man, I was on a, I actually wrote that shit on the freeway. I was on my way from Fresno to Los Angeles, and it's about a 3-hour ride or something like
right.
that.
Yeah.
And, I'm just sitting in the car passenger seat, just, you know, looking at the landscape, looking at California, you know, seeing city to city, and just seeing as it, you know. Yeah, the transition from what Central Cali, the vibe of where I'm from, is like, and how it is when you get to Southern California. You know, I'm just
right.
Whole ride, I'm just writing all these thoughts out, you know. And, yeah, just writing what I saw, man. And it was a good vibe. And as soon as I got to L.A., my man in Asia kind of hooked that up. This is before I even met Evidence. And I got to L.A., I guess Planet Asia put the bug in Ev's ear that I was out there, and he let him know about who I, you know, what I was doing. And, verse from Ev probably like the next day or something like that. And it was just perfect. And, and that was probably the first song that that we knew, you know, who was going to smash with, man. Like, this shit is just undeniable, you know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
And, yeah, came out good. Couldn't be happier, man.
Absolutely. I'm going to go, honestly, to my man, Mr. Raw, real quick. Mr. Raw is a good, for Shaman, is a good part of this whole radio coalition we have here. And also from Jamaica, Queens. Am I right, my man?
You? Most definitely.
So, I mean, as lyricist-wise, because Mr. Raw's a lyricist himself, isn't it refreshing to see a West Coast cat that can rap like that?
You know, I've come to learn, because I'm the older G up in here. I was rhyming before Black Moon was coming out with their music, man. I learned never to judge anybody and just listen. Because when I've been in cyphers before, and I'm standing next to a dude that looked like he won't spit nothing, and I'm like, yo, you about to get in? He's like, yeah, I'm just thinking about what I'm going to say. And then once you hear the accent come out and the way he thinks and his frame of mind, it's just refreshing to see that hip-hop is just global. Because I've heard hip-hop in other languages. I've heard hip-hop from different barriers that just made me appreciate the scratching. I love that. That song that's now with the scratching in it, because I do turntable work too, just like that. It's just refreshing to see the impact on hip-hop, and just to quote that little Biggie line, they never said that hip-hop would have made it this far. So it's salute to everybody who embraced hip-hop and who takes it there and gives us their rendition of hip-hop. I love it.
That was very insightful, man. That was perfectly put, my brother.
Good looking. You already know. Hit me up on Twitter, MRRAAW, man. We can get the sweat work when we network, you know what I mean?
All right. Let's do it.
I'm everywhere.
Me too, man. I'm everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
You already know.
It's already.
Well, if Blog Talk is not working right, we can keep talking. So, but what we basically can do is just, I love to embrace the fact that hip-hop is so global and it takes your mind frame. And there's no such thing as what's not accepted in hip-hop, you know. So if you only rhyme about sneakers and shoelaces, the thing about it, there's a lane for that. You know, they used to be called backpack rapping. It used to be called gangster rapping. I don't care what kind of rapper you call it. It takes a frame of mind and an expertise. They used to talk to us like rapping was for dummies. It takes a inquisitive type of mind to take certain words, put them together, make them formulate, make them make sense, and tell a story. So when people act like hip-hop is garbage, just check your regular television shows down to the little cartoons and the little TV shows, and they incorporate hip-hop in everything. So there's no way to take it out of the everyday process. It's incorporated in every language, in every sound.
That's right. It's even on the back of your cereal box, man. I was pouring a box of cereal for my daughter the other day, and it's a Reese's Puffs, and it said a Reese's Puffs rap, and it's like fill in the blank, fill in the rhyme. I was like, I kind of just got the face like I just smelled piss or some, you know. And but you know, it's everywhere. You can't escape it. It's that powerful. It's that universal and that complex. So complex, we even don't even understand it sometimes. It's that deep, man. I'm just a child of it. I'm just a product of it, and I wouldn't be here without it, without the architects of the shit, man. Like, I couldn't imagine my life without hip hop, man. Like from the culture of rhyming to from rapping and scratching to the art, man, graffiti to everything, just the fashion, just the attitude, that is hip hop, man. And in my frame, absolutely, that it takes to exist in this culture. You know what I'm saying? It's deep, and I'm just really appreciative to be here and have the respect that I have and the love that I have from not just the fans, but from the dons of the culture, like the real, like real rap guys, you know, no pun intended to Eminem. But you know, it's an honor. It's an honor if I had to choose one word.
I think this is so perfect. Can y'all hear me now? I know Blog Talk is being crazy tonight. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna hold you down till you come back in, bro. You know I got you.
Yeah,
I know how Blog Talk work.
But I gotta tell, I'm gonna definitely get into this track since we on the phone with Queens and then you know the big homie right here for Sean. But give your shout outs, man. I really appreciate you rocking with us, like for real. I mean, again, on Die 4 Productions, anytime I get down with the guests or anything, and you know, especially I'm just a fan of your music, anything you got going will be on die4productions.com as well. You know what I'm saying? So your link to your new single will have its own thing, and I'll be, you know, helping you out and, you know, promoting it and doing this because, you know what I'm saying? So give your last shout-out to the listeners and Die 4 Radio and definitely tell these people what they can expect from you.
Absolutely, man. Well, I just want to shout-out Die 4 Radio, man, playing my shit, man, and letting the brother speak his peace, man, and speak his truth. And all my fans, I appreciate you. I'm nothing without you. You know, I'm going to keep doing this to the day I'm you and to the day you're me. You understand? And, peace to the almighty Dirty Science. That's my crew. The expansion team, Dilated Peoples. All my big homies, the big homie Hector, the big homie Sam Hansen, keeping me fly. Everybody, man, the whole West Coast, the whole world, and anybody listening to this right now, man, appreciate you. Look out for the Ecology with Exile, man. Me and Exile about to change some shit up, man. A lot of these other albums, you know, all these other albums are listened to, you know what I'm saying, and heard, but this album is lived. Understand that, man. The Ecology is coming soon. The return of real.
And we looking forward to it, too. And like I said, you always have a home here, so anytime you need to get on the air, say what you got to say and get stuff out or Die 4 Productions, you have a home. And big shout-out to Todd Davis, too, because, you know, with all my guests I have tonight and everything, but when he mentioned your name and he was like, you got songs for him, right? You know, I didn't know if he knew, you know, I really knew you or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I just plug in my phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, I have all these tracks I'm playing are just, you know, I already have on my phone and bump every day. So, you know, I'm a big fan, humble by you coming through, man. But I'm really, especially because I have Mr. Raw in the house, you know, and he's always rocks with us. I'm going to go, you know, this little remix, man, I bumped this so much. It's so crazy. So once again, man, much love for rocking with Die 4. And you got a home anytime, man. Keep in touch with us. Keep me in the circle. Again, I'm here for y'all, man, for sure.
Already, man. Peace and love, man. Appreciate you for having it, nigga, man. Thank you.
No problem. And see, that's what I'm talking about. This is what it's all about. It's about real hip-hop. But I'm going to do this East Coast, West Coast mix, especially Queens in the house. We got Fresno in the house. We got Die 4 Radio in the house. Man, that shit was crazy. Let's do this.
Yo, what up, man? Throw that weed up, my nigga. Hey, yo, what the fuck, man? Get the fuck out my
mouth.
Any day could be your last in the bottomless pit, keeping killers in my projects anonymous. The corners is a hot spot filled with adolescents who don't care. Tattoo tears, they all stare at the out of towners. They better get low before we grab the 4 pounders and let it clip go. The streets is filled with undercovers on the ground and above us. The feds on the roof watching with their binoculars trying to lock us, even come through in helicopters. It's gotten undoubtedly worse since Reaganomics. No bluffing, I once was a wannabe spot runner, was a lot younger, even had a sergeant and captain. I'm on the run, so don't go looking for Sean. I try to stay in contact with, they already tapped in, sitting in an unmarked van on the street corner. It's depressing, our police got us under pressure.
Represent, 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 represent.
sipping marijuana, smoking street weller. I'm from California, the far, far left. Fuck you get dressed, you should put on a Kevlar vest. In my Arisu jeans, I switch my hat to the back. No time for friends while my enemy's black. This nigga sounds like a chopper busting over the drum, the school dropout. Never liked this shit from day one, cause life ain't shit but hustling for niggas with bad luck. So I channel my energy on getting my stats up. The strategizer, visualizer who levitated. Same kid bomber graffiti in the elevators. I learned the rap game is sorta like the crap game. Keep a clientele, you do well, in fact same. Cats who said Katie the label exec. Gotta pay me respect, what could you say to the addict? Platinum, not what I'm about. Before the G-Unit conflict with Murder, Inc. Around the same time, Nas wore the coke white link. I used to wake up every morning, meet my crew on the turf. Every day was something different, we was putting in work. Nowadays, love the aroma of cash is like the next man. Fuck, it's 10K, need at least 100 grand. The kind of money you can't fit up in a rubber band. If I hit rock bottom, I come up with another scam. I call the crew to get hyped too. My brother V-Lo, De Niro, K-Mac, cook up another batch. Then I'ma chop it. Yo, Knight, you count the profit. And now what's in your veins? What offends and ever spotted is your brain on drugs. To all dime pieces and thugs, much respect to the projects. I'm Ghost, one love.
That's just killing it. And what's crazy too is that was one of then always had, you know, obviously, you know, premiere with the beat. Man, always had that vibe to me. What you feel about that little wit?
Oh man, you already know, man. I'm rocking out to this shit. I'm trying to pull up some shit, man. Me and my brother, man. We trying to pull up some music while we shooting this video. I'm doing little snippet shoots, man. And we was listening to some of that Black Moon. I'm trying to find that. I don't know if that's on something, man. You ain't got nothing. Is that on YouTube or something, man? Hello. All right.
Black Moon for the concert.
Yeah.
Actually, I got all that information. I'm posting it on Dot for directly. I know it's at exact link. I'm gonna get it, man. I feel bad from my man, you know, 5FT. But definitely, man. Yeah, like it goes down. It goes down. Let me go real quick. 716 has been holding. 716-465, you in the house with Dot 4 Radio. What's happening? I guess they maybe they ain't ready. That's okay.
They ain't ready.
What's up, Mad 4? What's happening? You having a good time, my dude?
Oh, man, I'm just vibing, man. I'm vibing, man. I'm just chilling, man, like. I had a 12-pack of pads. I'm down on my last two. But see, this is what happens when you don't fuck with old English, man. If I had the OE, I wouldn't be in this predicament right now, my dude. I'm trying to figure out something.
I feel you. So we still waiting for our next guest, you know, Richie Rich. But definitely, man, I mean, having 5FT, and, you know, for some, man, lyrically, I mean, it's really killing dudes in the West Coast.
The dude's a beast.
And you know, I hope that West Coast artists, you know, get more noticed like that. And we've talked about it. We talked about it with PMD last show. You know what I'm saying? That type of hip-hop is coming full circle. So we hope that that's, you know, true in this case. You know what I'm saying? So, man, big shout out to everything. You know, 5FT, everything they doing, we're going to represent it at Die 4 Radio. You know
man,
what I mean? Richie Rich is about to be in the house.
All that shit.
Absolutely. And I'm going to also, I gotta say, you know, next 2 days from now on Thursday, a special edition of Die 4 Radio with iconic East Coast rapper, you know what I'm saying, AZ. I also
AZ,
got a
motherfuckers.
Absolutely. I also got a special interview with Jaden Cash. I'm going to go to this, you know what I'm saying, 562 number, 972. What's happening with you, Die 4 Radio?
What's good? It's your boy Jaden Cash.
Oh! Well,
I was just talking about you, my dude.
Yeah, man, what's good with y'all players, man? You know, I'm having a good time and just listening to the show, man. Die for delivering like they always do. You know what I'm saying? I can continue along my day. Hear some good shit, you know what I'm saying? Hear artists connect and, you know, hear what new artists got coming, man. I'm loving it.
Absolutely. And big shout out to Jaden Cash. I mean, he hit me up and was like, yo, you need anything from me, I got you. And I said, yo, my Twitter game is awful, my dude. Like, I barely even log into that and this and that. And not a day later, he had me hooked up. I got fans that hit me up out of everywhere, all across the world. Like, yo, what's up with Die Lansky and Die 4 Radio? So big shout out to you, man. Tell them how to get a hold of you. And also, you know, you got your whole promotion team going and everything. Let them know how they get a hold of you for that.
Yeah, man. You can hit me up on Twitter, man. Jaden Cash, like money, man. Cash, Jaden, J-A-Y-D-E-N, man. So Focus Radio champ. You know, I'm moving a lot now, man. I got the clothing line. You know, it's a lot of things that's going. So, holler at me, you know, on Reverb Nation, you know, on Twitter, Facebook, you know, then Jaden Cash, Google that, I got you.
That's what's up. And good looks, my dude. I always appreciate the support, obviously, and we're obviously looking forward to the interview on Thursday. I got some good stuff cooked up. You know, I may be able to stump on an interview the infamous Jaden Cash, homie. You never know.
Yeah, man.
So I got
man, not only that. Not only that, man, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you having me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Lil Wick. You already know.
Actually, he's on the line. Let me see if we get him with the Block Top in like crazy today. Lil Wick, you still there?
You already know, man. I'm rocking out, man. I'm trying to get this little video shot and still tune in and rock out with you, man. My phone is tripping. I apologize, but I'm tuning in, man. We loving it over here, my brother. You know what I'm saying? We hip hop heads over here, man. So we already loving all this shit, man. I appreciate you too. What it do?
What it do? It's your boy Jaden Cash, man. I just show you some love, man.
Oh, off top, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one who need to show you some love. You the man. You know what I'm saying? So Focused Champ, man. Tell them, man. You the So Focused Champ, man. They need to know you WPW up in this bitch.
Yeah, I can dig it, man. I know you're working hard, man, so, you know what I'm saying? How about your boy?
Yeah, I'm doing a little snippets right now for my video, man. I'm supposed to be shooting next month, but I'm getting some snippets in with Miss Lovely Connie Flores, man, doing her thing, man. We trying to get some blood smoke shots on her. Hey, you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
we
all good.
Need to shoot this little shit, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Rock out, man. You already know we here, man. We just, you know.
I got to rock out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be co-hosting with my boy, man. I'm doing a terrible job with my phone tripping and shit. You feel me?
I'm rocking out, man.
You know, I got love for my boy, Dyer Lansky, man. This is the solid dude, man. I got to rock out. Even if I wasn't a co-host, man, all this shit is solid.
So what video? What song is the video to?
It's going to blow smoke on it, man. It's a single on my new album that ain't been dropped or leaked yet. I like to old school it. I like to bring out a video to kind of promote my album before I drop it. I already did the Love You Was Great video, so I'm gonna do one more before I drop the album called Blow Smoke.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. That's a fact. Yeah, I saw your Facebook post, man, that you was getting ready to do the little shoot. earlier, so I was like, yeah, he doing the thing, shit as usual.
Yeah, you already know. You already know. Trying to stay working like y'all niggas, man. You and Dire Ness, y'all niggas. Y'all grind, man, and make a nigga jealous. Like, damn, yeah, I need to get out there, nigga. Shit.
Yeah. What city are you in right now?
Yeah, so I'm in Palmdale right now, man. We're going to be shooting the next shot in the Valley, man, right down the street from my sister's spot in Sherman Oaks, and then we pushing to the north side of Long Beach, man. My nigga out there, we're going to get some of the beach action out there.
Yeah, man. You know that's my city. That's where I'm from, man. I need to link up with you when you get that part of it done.
I'm going to hit your inbox with my number and shit, so we can switch up, man, and definitely chop it up, because I would love to have you cameo in my shit, bro.
Yeah, whatever you need, too, man, I got you. You already know, so I don't know what...
Dudes, like, working together, everybody working together, you know what I'm saying? And that's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, because we don't have that, man. If you know what I'm saying, knowing us, we've been in the game for a minute. It wasn't people didn't work together. That wasn't, you know what I'm saying, that was far fetched. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of hatred going on. They had their own camp. You know what I'm saying? So to see Cali networking like this, man, is really big. You know what I'm saying? Because we was more on the Crip and Blood thing for a minute. What side you from? And if you ain't talking about this, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? It's a different way in the Valley now. You know what I'm saying? We fucking with each other, man. And we out of state fucking with each other. You know what I'm saying? We doing this shit, man.
That's what's up. What's up? So I appreciate you, Jay Cat. What always do?
You already know, man.
He's a West Coast veteran. I mean, what else can you say about him? Obviously, a good. You know what I'm saying? Close friend of Tupac, and anytime you can do anything like that, man, I mean, it's just really this. So I'm going to go to one of my favorite Tupac albums ever. You know what I'm saying? Me Against the World. It's a Heavy in the Game featuring Richie Rich. Let's do this.
Oh, you take life for sure. Life on a something you for ramp with. Oh, coming hard and out of game. A game on a something you for ramp with. Me a player, you know. I don't play no game. Me just make money, dollars. Every time, see it?
Now I can explain how this game lays. Plus with this fame I got enemies, do anything to break me. My attitude changed, got to the point where I was driven. 24-7, money's my mission. Just a nigga trying to make a living. These busted tricks don't want no mail. Extending their riches on scaling pieces, but they petrified as them. It's hell, plus all the dealers want a meal. Taking jealous at bitches. Player hating, but we still kick it. Always keep my eyes on the prize. Watch the police. So much murder, neighborhoods getting no sleep. But still, I get my money on major. Continuously communicating through my pager. Niggas know me, don't have no homies cause they jealous. I hustle solo, cause when I'm broke I got no time for the fellas. Listen, ain't nothing popping by no broke nigga, ain't no joke. Fuck what they say and get your dough, nigga, heavy in the game.
Oh, the phone,
my call,
my phone, try to take mine. Oh, mysterious enough. I know I'm blood clad, playing the game. Oh, the phone, my call, y'all take this thing for your check.
Some of this old heavy type of shit. Certain niggas wanna stick to the game, use a trick to the game, waiting upon your turn. Son, what will you learn? Ain't no turns giving. Niggas be twisting and taking shit, putting they sack down, then putting they Mac down. Me, myself, I hustle with finesse. Yes, I'm an Oakland baller. Rule number one, check game. And for sure, you gon' respect game. Be your own nigga, meaning buy your own dope. Cause that front shit is punk shit, something I never funked with. Be true to the game, and this game will be true to you. That's real shit. Disrespect, see what this is do to you. That jacking and robbing, despising your homie. Ain't healthy. Niggas be ending up dead for to get wealthy. But not me though, I'm sowing something major. So what I reap is false. That's why my public status is false. Went from a young nigga living residential to a young nigga working presidential.
Oh, yeah, look good. You bet you him look good every time. Oh, push the wall. Step off. I don't have a blood clot in a fucking year. Oh, we're text me with one.
I don't care what
you never know. Oh, we have to get me with one.
I'm just a young black male. Curse says my birth had to turn to crack sales. If worse come to worse, headed for them back jails. Or maybe it's the earth, my only way to sack mail. Is all they doing dirt, make my decision to a die. Tear out the tickets I despise. Them loud talking cowards shooting guns in the crowd, jeopardizing lives. Shoot them right between them niggas' eyes. It's time to realize, follow the rules or follow them fools or die. Everybody's trying to make the news. Niggas confused, quit trying to be an OG and pay your dues. If you choose to apply yourself, throw it the drain and come the riches and the bitches and the fame.
You
know what
I'm saying? Vigilance,
sure,
we look good every time when we are fear diamond. And Tupac drives Prince the car and fear and friend them look good. You know, it's for all your car and go mad on a fear. So it's sexy in a bumper ass class. For them one come test me, you know, for them to be a drive pretty car. One up party and sing, I want to come drown the fun. But you see, we know, you have to show a maximum respect. When a blood clot ramp, when a push to walk, I will look good every time. No dollars, dollars. You know about the dollars, them, right? So when I talk no shit, we have to walk the walk, we have to see it. So action, action speak louder than words. You know the record, don't blood clot see ya. Oh.
I came, like, I came to be the best, and oh, you trying to start a war? Listen, yo, ain't every day you get a shot at riches. Yesterday was just for stewing in a yearbook, bottom picture. Unfortunately for my mama, it was for a time. School awakened us, streets made us more refined. Listen, I'm not a gun lover, never that. I'm loving me, but the Glock made a better cat. I'm sick of lower class inbreeding. I wanna mingle with some higher class money with my ends even. Never split, hate split ends. I used to focus on the get out, but now it's on the get ends. I've been exposed to so much in my 100 years. Say the right nigga's name and I'm gonna tears. Like my man Shorty murdered for that unspoken shit that we do. Losing blood with his lungs open, with his thumbs broken. He used to say he wanted hell, now he's about to take the plunge with his gun smoking. It's the mind frame we own when we living foul. He's just a pile of old balloons in a ribbon now. I miss he was a fly brother. Daughter like them, same will to get it done. Same hair, same eye color. But I was born alone, I can't do another wake. If anybody died a mom, man, they on their own. Hearing your mother scream, tossing dirt on my niggas' box when we were supposed to keep each other
clean.
Come on,
it's real, man.
A lot of cats, it's real life. On around, you can understand this. Come for me. This is not rap music.
Bird gang, man.
Fuckers is getting money off of every day, all day. This is gutter Bible shit right here, man. Come on, give it to him, come on. It's pandemonium when poverty motivation so to do things to break that monotony. The streets made a nigga ice water. So my reaction time and choosing him or me is quite shorter. I caught dudes slipping. I seen smart men diminish and become your latest front page news clipping. I knew fast cats straight get the cash dudes. Streets heard him, now they want to manage fast food. Don't blame bad luck when skills lacking. Get your skill up and never let your will slack. Strike. Bad days come from bad thoughts, ricochets. Control that, and you can pay with the sticker say. A wood wheel awaits. In 20 minutes, you can be on 95 with your weed and your dealer plate. I know you youngins want that glory quick. What you hearing on the radio ain't gory like the story gets. You ain't living all that gunfire fights and all the heavy drinking I done prior nights. We're in the city as my backdrop. Life's the A-train. I figure you ride to the last stop. Get your life in any way that it counts. Woo! Stack your liquor in any way it amounts.
Come on.
I used to give the ones away when it was ball time. Not anymore. The streets change, I need all mine. I've been a product of a crummy home. Life's funny, right? Well, I wasn't born with no funny bones.
Right.
Wasn't born with a silver plate. Had to throw a little weight through all my adult years, give or take. Young and black, broad mind. Any murdered friend I ever had, still an unsolved crime. But that's the way the ball bounced in the hood. Being sore, forget a nigga pounced in the hood. This is N.O.D. Bird Gang. This is not him. This is me. Baltimore, Maryland. I'ma address that. Listen, come on, check it.
What's up, what's up? You and Die for Radio, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got our special guest in the house. veteran of the West Coast Bay Area. Huge fan, my dude. Privileged to have you. Richie Rich.
What's my name?
Man, privileged to have you for radio. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. How's it going with you, my dude?
Man, I'm chilling, my in the lab, trying to get some vocals on something as we speak. Had to take a quick break. Come holler at my guy. You dig? You there?
You can still hear me?
Yo. Yeah, I can hear you. There you go.
Yo. So, yeah we definitely represent. Yeah, I definitely can, man. We definitely represent the type of music that you do. Again, I'm just a big fan. I am a West Coast dude, so I grew up to everything you and everybody else did in the Bay, man. But what's new for the people that don't know in Richie Rich's world, man?
Man, it's a lot of new music, my guy. I've been backpedaling in these streets for a minute. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just trying to keep it lit. But I got a whole bunch of new music coming. I've been working with a few guys you might know, EA Ski. Me and Ski got a little project we're doing. He been on the beat, got me sonically sounding real smooth. I've been fooling with me and my boy Jack. I just put a little record together. We got about 10 cuts. We're going to probably eliminate 3 or 4 of them, add maybe 2 or 3 more. I've been working with that boy Jay Style, and I just been vibing, my dude. I kind of like kicked back for a minute because the music had went real sideways. And, I used to tell my nigga, I used to tell him, I say, the type of music I make, I give you just like a metaphor. It's like the kind of music I like to make. We'll just call it chicken. Just say I make chicken. And right now they serving pizza. They got a lot of cats who make some pizza just to stay on. But that ain't really my move. So my whole thing was like when they get back to the chicken, we're going to fry them up something. And it don't seem like they're going to get back to the chicken. So we just going to take all the pizza and all the hot dogs off the table and stuff some chicken up in their face. Then
I feel you, man. And you wanted to do it, man, because, 25 years in the game now?
Man, I've been in, 89, was 415, really came out like in 90. What's this, 2013? Yeah, that's 24 of them.
Yeah, see, I mean, and influential music, though, and we had earlier on today, on the beginning of the show, we had 5FT from Black Moon, Buckshot and Boot Camp Click and all them, and there's their 20-year anniversary of their first album, and it's amazing how music like what you did and what they did, how it still is relevant nowadays. And part of what we try to do here on Die4 Radio is give history of what hip-hop was to these younger people, because it's not that they, just want to make music like that. You were my OG I listened to. Now these younger kids, their OG is Lil Wayne or Drake or something like that. So it's not entirely their fault, but I think if we are able to broadcast the history a little bit more, it sheds a little more light on the game and we can bring this thing full circle. You know what I'm saying? So tell me about the single that I have for you, though, man.
I just shot you a record produced by EA Ski. It's called can we cuss on here? Is this radio?
Yeah, absolutely. Die4 Radio, we do whatever we want, my dude.
So the record is called Laughing at You Bitches, and it's basically about what you was just talking about. It's all this new wave internet, these chicks on Twitter, on Instagram, think if they show some ass and titties, they're an instant star. Talking about follow me, follow my homegirl. When their little sons and daughters is over there crying, starving, and hungry, it's basically letting them know, bitch, shut up, change that baby, cooking something to eat, and quit posting. How is you posting all damn night? You know what I'm talking about? Then it's aimed at some of these cats that's rapping, talking all this balling, and really ain't having no paper. You turn this nigga upside down and 34, he sent fall out the nigga pocket, but when you see him, it's, bottles. It's really just it's not a mad rapper rap. It's just a check a nigga rap. Like, wake your game up, dog. I mean, with all the likes you can get right now on the internet, all the free press you can get through all this social media and shit, I just want to see people do a little bit more. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Well, I got a key word that I use. It's called substance.
Exactly.
And that could be a broad, word right there. But at the same time, that's what I grew up to. We gonna get. If you had too, but I this track either. Big shout out to EA Ski because he's one of my West Coast influences as well. Been putting it down a long time. It's great to see people like y'all still pushing this, man. So we're gonna definitely go into this track right now. This is brand new from OG Richie Rich. It's produced by EA Ski, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's do this. Doubtful Radio. We got veterans in the house.
Laughing at you bitches, I be laughing at you bitches. So you got a nice ass, does that make you the shit? Does that make you feel like you're a hell of a bitch? Because you don't have a job and you don't have a car, but you do get likes in the gang of followers. So you're popular, but you're really a bop, and it's hoes like you that have got to be stopped. Since when do you treat fours like tens? Since they, if you like them bad, then follow my friend. Follow now, and you can get the quick shout out. Put the clothes on, bitch, and put the dick in your mouth. I'm so sick of IG hoes and Twitch pics. You be like, look, bitch, go and get your screen fixed. Quit posting pics of your ass and tits. Teach your baby how to read, cook his ass some grits. What I ought to do is email your daddy's flick and watch him kick you in your ass so I can love you, bitch.
Laughing at you bitches, I be laughing at you bitches.
How you say you selling dope, but you broke as a joke? Trying to buy a jet ski, but all your boys got boats. Got blunt, got zags, but you don't have smoke. Pot and water and Arm and Hammer, but you don't have coke. How can you make it rain, nigga, if you got no one? Talk a lot of killer shit, but you have no gun. Say you're the life of the party, but you ain't that fun. You say I'm talking to the dude, but you ain't that one. You let that boy call you daddy when that's not your son. You ass backwards like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get your life right, nigga, I'm here to set shit straight. How the fuck you niggas eating and ain't got no plate? You're a liar, nigga, a procrastinator. Say you got love for me, but I know you a hater. You know the hook is coming when my oxen switches. And now it's about time I started laughing at you bitches.
Laughing at you bitches, laughing at you bitches. I be laughing at you bitches. Laughing at you bitches, I be laughing at you bitches.
See, the game has changed, and it's not the same. Everybody seems to be out for fortune and fame. Please turn your blinker off, nigga, stay in your lane. Cause even though we dress alike, we are not the same. See the Gucci belt and the Prada glasses, the silicone tips and those injected asses. May change your appearance and even give you some swag, but talent is something that you've never had. So quit watching shows like Love and Hip Hop, cause a fan you are, but a star you're not. Don't get it twisted, even if they give you a shot, it should be for the flu, because you're not that hot. Don't get bent out of shape, frustrated or mad. Everybody wants to shine, for that I give you a pass. You want that lifestyle that takes you from rags to riches, but while you wait on that, I'll be laughing at you bitches.
Laughing at you bitches, I be laughing at you bitches.
That shit is killing them. It's so refreshing to hear, new music from you too. And I know you stay grinding and you stay doing your thing, but again, as a fan, it's great to hear just new material, obviously, you know what I'm saying? So Man, that's what's up. So I have to tell you, like, what do you see Richie Rich in 2014? What's going down with you?
For 2014, dog, we're trying to push the big line, you know what I mean? Like, I was talking to Ski, and then I was talking to some of my young niggas, and instead of complaining about the music that's out right now, you got to just kind of embrace what niggas is doing. And it was kind of like what you said when my young niggas told me. He was like, he said, because I played some music for him, right? And he was like, now that's the shit that we need to hear. He said, see, the reason these young niggas is, you know, pushing the line they're pushing is because it's the only line they know how to push. A lot of these niggas didn't have no daddies, you know what I'm talking about, no uncles, no OGs.
Yeah.
You know, these niggas is raising themselves, holding down their household, taking care of their mama, taking care of their grandmama and the kids and all the shit. So it's like my little nigga told me, he said, man, if it was more of that kind of shit out there, structured music from our area, then niggas might adapt to what it is. He said, but now what most youngsters do is they watching videos, they watching TV, and whatever is current, that's what they cloning. So what I'm fixing to do for 2014 is basically, I'm just going to do what I always did, my nigga. I just make music. I don't really have no set format. You know, I pull up beats, kind of like whatever come to a nigga is like what I write. You know, I record more songs than I put out. I got more songs that get shelved and never get heard, and still some of that shit be dope, but I'm just like overly critical. So for 2014, what I'm trying to do is stop criticizing myself so much and just let the fucking music go. You know what I mean?
And I know exactly what you mean, though, my dude, like for real, because, again, I'm a producer and artist myself, and when I really started stop shelving my music and especially my beats and stuff like that, you know, hence do I have Die For Radio now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, like, honestly, but once you, because I'm so self-critical, I'm such a perfectionist that it's like, oh, it's all right. And I know it's good, but I just, you know, one thing that I think, especially talented artists, when it comes natural, like people like you, you're supposed to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? I think what
right.
we do is because it comes so natural to us that we kind of just put it to the, you know, to the back burner ourselves and be like, yeah, it's all right. But we fail to realize that when that person hears that instrumental or that song, they're hearing those sounds for the first time. They didn't hear it the whole time you were putting the beat together or writing to it or mixing and mastering it and everything. You know, they hear it just fresh, like, wow, that's the newest, you know, and they
wow.
hear it a lot different from our ears. And that's a boundary that I had to conquer myself. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know
go ahead. What's crazy is, like, you know, Tupac was my nigga. So this was a guy who we'd be in the studio. We were getting there. I mean, the boy was super talented. Rest in peace, my nigga Tupac. The boy was super talented. Then he was a speed demon when it came to songs. I mean, the nigga would write, get in there late, boom, get to move to the next song. And it'd be a lot of times when I would hear him do doubles and ad-libs. And he might not say the same word on the ad-lib that he said on the first track. And I used to be like, you going to go back and change that? He was like, hell no, we on to the next. And people don't really be tripping as much as you be tripping off your own shit. You're supposed to be critical. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't tripping, but he was just one of the niggas who he was always moving forward. And he told me, he was like, man, the shit sound good to me. You know, so my problem is I just have that thing about myself. I like my cars clean as fuck. You know what I mean? I like good weed. I like pretty bitches. I mean, I like all my shit top of the line. So even when I do my music, you know, that's where I be going with it. But right now we in an era where half the motherfuckers just buying the music ain't even really paying attention to what the fuck you saying anyway. So what I'm trying to do, like I said, I'm just trying to let the music go. And like what you were saying, it made a lot of sense. When you sit back and you're like, okay, this might not be that, you get overcritical of yourself. And a lot of times we got to let the fans be the critics, you know what I mean? And my problem is I want everybody to like everything that I do, and that's just totally impossible. So sometimes you just got to let the shit go. It's like I'll get on WorldStar and listen to somebody's song, then I go look at the comments, and I mean, sometimes the comments be good, sometimes they be horrible, and I'd be like, damn, I wonder if this nigga read these comments. But I was talking to one of my niggas who rap, and he was like, dog, you can't pay no attention to all the small shit. You just got to do you. You know what I mean? He said, one thing about you, my nigga, you iconic. You've been doing this shit for a long time, and niggas is okay with whatever it is you're doing. So like I said, for 2014, because to be honest with you, I've been taking more hiatuses than a little bit. You know what I mean?
I mean, the Def Jam shit was in what? What was that, 2000? What was that? That was 96, 97, you know? So my whole thing right now is I just want to get the shit flowing. I got a bunch of dope shit. I really feel like I'm cleaner than most of these niggas who ever did it. And shit, that's what it is, you know?
You know, it's crazy, too.
You think I lost you? Yo, yo. I think I lost him.
Well,
oh, yeah, there you go. You're back now. I had lost him for a minute. What you say? The last thing I heard you say, well, you know what's crazy, too.
Oh, so I said, you know what's crazy, too, is I was actually going to ask the Pac question, but not as far as, like, what was Pac like? But what's Pac like in the studio as a musician? Because I tell this to everybody. The Me Against the World album, and you, I played earlier Heavy in the Game, that, I mean, that album pretty much saved my life, and I can say that for real, you know what I'm saying? Because when I was going through some bad times, that's the only tape I had. So as a musician, you know, I was, and you just summed it up right there, and you can hear it in Pac, because his ad-libs, man, he had that thing in his ad-libs in the back of his throat, and you could hear just the passion of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, just very, I mean, that's what's up, man. I mean, but you're up there with Pac with me. I mean, y'all, you know, was legendary. And like you said, iconic. One of the things last week, we had PMD, from EPMD, you know, Paris Smith on, and he said about this whole thing that you were saying about, you know, really getting the hip-hop to the youngsters. He also brought out a good point that says also the other people doing the other side of the music brings a balance to where are we that unique if everybody was the same. You have to have that other balance of the other type of hip-hop, I guess, you know what I'm saying, to have the balance to make us unique, and you definitely one of those unique artists. And I have to say, too, you know, I got into, you know, as far as the Bay, even some of the newer stuff, and now this isn't new, but, you know, you had up there Clyde Carson and the team, like Kaz Kaiser and, man, I can't remember the other dude's name.
Main Man, Clyde.
Yeah, yeah, and man, they was doing it. They had the team going at the time. The mixtapes were banging, man, and it was a little newer age. The Tracks a Million is out there. He did a lot of production for them, you know what I'm saying? And
the shitty part about music to me right now versus music back in the day, and shout out for having me on the show, because the last two names that you mentioned, I mean, Black Moon and Buckshot and them cats, I mean, I fuck with them dudes. I was on Def Jam. It's a lot of New York cats that I knew, you know what I mean? It was cool people. Redman, shit, Method Man, DMX, like solid niggas, like real niggas, you know what I mean? Now,
hey,
as far as Paris and, as far as Eric and Paris Smith, them the niggas that made me want to rap. I can recite any EPMD record that they ever made. Them two was the two coolest niggas. And for you to say that you had Black Moon on the show, then you had them, and now you got me on the show, that makes me feel like, you know, y'all ain't just putting a bunch of bozo-ass niggas on the show, and I can respect that. But the shitty part to me that a lot of people don't know about music is a lot of people will say, well, what happened to so-and-so? Why he ain't making music no more? Well, see, that don't be the rapper's fault. These labels, man, are controlling what we listening to. See, like when in the days of Black Moon and Paris Smith and all that shit, we had a choice. I mean, you could run and buy an EPMD record, or you could run and buy a motherfucking Kool Moe Dee record, or you could run and buy a you know, whatever. It was shit that was totally different, but all the shit was coming out. But now, and I'll say it, a lot of people won't say the shit right now, man, the shit is all like they're only promoting, labels are only promoting one kind of music. You know what I mean? The degrading the ladies, the stripper shit, the drop that ass, the buy bottles, buy jewelry. If you ain't got jewelry and you ain't got money, you ain't shit. That's like what the whole movement is. Now, don't get me wrong, because I pop a lot of slick shit about paper, too. You know what I mean? But I was on that before it was a fad, just because I'm a street nigga and that's what kind of shit I was into. But at the same time, you could go buy an X-Clan record back in the day that was pushing a whole different line. You know, but right now, it's not that kind of variation. They just pushing one type of music, and that ain't because of the artist. That's how these labels is doing it, because they're trying to control people with this negative-ass bullshit. So it's like if you're not tipping strippers and the bitches ain't shaking their ass, and they don't count. You know what I'm talking about? And to me, that's a fucked up situation. It's a fucked up situation, because even when I first got on,
and I'm going to let you talk, when I first got on, like, we used to always say Black Power lasts an hour because they would let one group out. You might get X-Clan, and then from there that you might get Tribe, you know, but they wasn't letting a whole bunch of it out. But now it's like they're not letting nothing out but one type of music. You know what I mean? I heard Scarface say all this shit sound like just one long song. You feel me? And I'm not knocking what niggas is doing. Get your paper. But at the end of the day, it's just like the substance is totally gone from the music. If you ain't talking about jewelry, bottles, or bitches, you're not relevant.
Nope, and that's why I said substance. That's a huge word in what it is. And big shout out to X-Clan. I actually got Brother Jay on my show next week. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely blessing us, so that's what's up. But you know what's crazy? As coming from the Bay, Too Short rapped about the same thing, but it's amazing how much substance his music really had. Am I right?
Exactly, and that's what's crazy about music. It's not how you. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. You know what I mean? And if you can read between the lines, then you can get the message in the music. And that was, once upon a time, we used to make the music so slick to where if you wasn't seasoned and you didn't have no game, you didn't get it. It was designed to go above a kid's head, but if you had some game about yourself, you know, we put it in code to where you can get it. Well, now they simplified it to where, I remember being on Def Jam and Leora Cohen told me, he said a hit record is a record that resonates from a 5-year-old to a 45-year-old. You know, if a 5-year-old hears it, they can get it, and if an old person hears it, they can get it. So that's like what we call dumbing the shit down, simplifying it. But we didn't used to do that because we knew we was talking some high power shit. You say what?
No, no, that you're all good. Just a little blog talk.
Yeah.
You're all good, man.
Yeah, it's all good. So, yeah, back then we knew we was talking high-power shit, so it was like, okay, we're going to put it in a format to where if you out there fucking with it like that, you can get it. But if not, you know, it'll be by you. But now it's like everything is for everybody. And the way I was raised, everything wasn't for everybody. Kind of why shit is the way it is right now. You got kids who doing shit that really kids shouldn't be doing. You got adults who acting like kids. But I ain't here trying to change the world. I'm just saying, if you get a spot, or if you get the time to get your ass on a microphone and make records that are going to be heard by the masses, it's just like do something with that time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Don't just get up there and grab and shake your nuts and all the bullshit. I mean, do something with that time. You know what I mean?
Songs,
honestly.
No, yeah.
Hello?
Did you still hear me, my dude?
Yeah, you going in and out. You was gone for about a minute, but I know you were saying some real shit.
Well, no, I was saying, you know, I'm going to go to one of my favorite Pac songs y'all did besides on that, Me Against the World album, and didn't get a lot of radio play because now I can, you know, put something on that doesn't necessarily have to be censored. So I'm going to go Ain't Hard to Find on that All Eyes on Me, and then we're going to let, you know, a couple of fans chop it up with you, and then obviously blessed to have you. We can get you, you know, on your way so you can drop them heaters tonight, man.
My man, it's good.
All right, what's up? This is, you know, OG Richie Rich, Die For Radio, Rest in Peace Tupac, Ain't Hard to Find, man. There's a whole coalition of West Coast MCs on here, man. Let's do this.
Influenced by crime, addicted to grinding.
I can pop with my chips.
Some niggas call me a timer.
I've been ballin' since my adolescent years, steady climbing.
Man, you motherfuckers don't know nothing about my timing.
That's right,
boy, start that shit off.
I heard rumor I died, murdered in cold blood, traumatized. Pictures of me in my final state, you know mama cried. But that was fiction, some cattle got the shoulder twisted. Like I no longer existed, mysteriously missing. I'm going worldwide, baby, I ain't hard to find. Well, I spend most of my time my California grind. Watching for thieving, I'm cautious, it's like I'm barely breathing. Putting the bullet in motherfuckers, give me the reason. See me in hope, I'm intoxicated or slightly faded. You tried to play me, now homicide's my only payment. I'm addicted to chemistry in this life I lead. Why the fuck you cowards keep running, too scared to fight a G? For the life of me, I cannot see how motherfuckers picture living life after a night of fucking around with me. And if you don't like this rhyme, then bring your big bad ass to California, cause we ain't hard to my chip.
And niggas call me a timer.
I've been ballin' since my adolescent years, steady climbing.
Motherfuckers don't know nothing about no timing.
Breaking them off on sight, stopping lives like red lights. Watching pause as I pull my strap out my drawers and get to dumping on the ass like the last outlaw. Rich Tupac in the click, smoking blunt, loading clips with enough shit to raise your block in one dip. We bring on hard like tails from the grip, and we ain't hard to find. It's the tails that we kick.
I'm fully automatic for the static and shit. Never dodge van, 50 rounds in the clip. I'm riding shotgun with the tent in the back. I plan to have a motherfucking mint in this rap. I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O. We're selling narcotics is all I know. I got blow speed, blow speed, whatever your kind. And if you need a motherfucker, I ain't hard to find.
Some may call me Boosie, but I call it time. That's why I keep on grinding. To the point where a nigga can't stop. Too much feeling this shit, that's why I'm quick to pill a bitch. Release a nigga, oh, a hoe, a hoe. Get in my way, then that ass got to go. Cause a nigga said he plotting. I search hit for hit, and motherfuckers keep dropping.
Influenced by crime, addicted to grinding.
Like a pipe on my chest,
and niggas call me a timer.
I've been born since my adolescent years, steady climbing.
Man, you motherfuckers don't know nothing about no timing.
Down the steps, abandoned, broken down apartment complex. Heavy metal whips they carry, can't be scary. Playboy, what the fuck is a proof without the trauma plate? Nigga, what the fuck you got a gun for if you gon' hesitate? Best shake and bake, all them hours, fist to ass niggas. Motherfuckers didn't think I was gon' do something ass niggas. Threaten your life, ain't like you love him. Bury your clock, take his head, fuck him, have at him.
I grew up with that nigga, threw up with that nigga. I hear he trying to ride, double agent for the other side. But now, my Glock be so judgmental. Backseat of a rental, keep my name out your dental, nigga. If your gun bleeding and you bleeding more than 20 stitches, you behave like them bitches. I'm sideways, slipping ways, kept me in the game. Check the resident, it's all the same. Nigga, and we ain't hard to find.
Motherfucker,
hard to find.
Red here, yeah.
Yeah, hot.
Why
them
niggas acting like they can't find us? Like they can't see us? Like we don't be at the same spot they be at?
It's the same congregation.
You know what I mean? Young Pac is back.
It's a celebration.
Motherfucker, better understand.
Young Pac is back.
Hey, D-Shot, nigga, can we get paid, man?
Oh my goodness, we got.
Can we just get to stop this shit up, please?
Hey, we smoking and we ain't hard to find.
Drinking this shit. Motherfuckers gonna get his marbles regardless, Playboy.
He's supposed to
leave it in.
Sideways to the next light and to the next show.
Man, to be a fly on that wall in that studio session, my dude. I mean, West Coast
it was,
stand
it was,
up. Bebo.
There was
I
a
mean,
bunch of us up in there that night. And it's crazy. You want to know how that song came to be?
Absolutely. I would love to hear that.
So Pac called me. He was like, yo, come down to L.A. I'm doing my record. Bring a bunch of your niggas down with you. He said, I want a whole bunch of Bay niggas on the record. So I was like, who you want me to bring? He said, shit, just bring all your niggas. So I called Drew down up. I called 40 up. 40 called D-Shot. 40 called Bela. You know what I mean? I think somebody called C-Bo. I don't know who called Bo. Bo was ended up down around that motherfucker. And it was funny because whenever you got a bunch of niggas with bars in there, it's just, it really ain't no work. You know, that's kind of how that Five on the Remix was, a bunch of niggas with bars, it really ain't no work. But that nigga
yep.
Pac set the tone. He came in there and he was like, check this out, man. I just want to do a song, let niggas know. Niggas be talking all that shit like they looking for a nigga. It's just like, I wish I had something. I just want to know, we ain't hard to find. If you really serious about it, nigga, show up. That's how we made that motherfucker. One thing about that nigga Pac, he was in control of all the shit he was doing. He already, like, had a vision for what he wanted to do, and he was moving real fast with the shit. You know what I mean? He was a sharp little nigga. He was a good nigga, too.
It's just, I just got a smile on my face. Pac is just such an influence to me, my dude. I'm really serious when I say Me Against the World saved my life. You know what I'm saying? Because
right,
if I didn't
this.
Have
Pac
that.
Was, right. Pac was a regular nigga, though. Just a regular nigga.
You know what I mean? As dynamite as that nigga turned out to be, I mean, if you would have got the chance to meet him and kick it with him, just a good nigga, regular nigga, you know what I mean? Real smooth, real funny, cordial as fuck, you know, love bitches, love weed, barbecue, just had a good comical side about it, you know, real militant though, but at the same time, just an all-around good nigga.
That's what's up. And as I'm finding out talking to you in person now, you know, I've listened to you for 25 years. You are as well, my dude, and I know that's why you kept good company. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to these calls because we, you know, just got a few minutes, but I know these calls have been waiting to talk to you. So I'm going to go to 661. It's actually my boy, Little Wig, on the line with Richie Rich. Sound like Little Wig got a bunch going. Can you hear me?
I'm with Sight because I see him from your books.
Okay, so he doing his thing over there. I'm going to go to this 941 caller. He's been rocking out with us, though, man. That's actually my co-host, but he got, like, a video popping over there while he's trying to co-host and everything. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard him the first time I called in, and I slipped in on a call. He was like, yeah, I'm with you, but I'm getting this video thing popping, you know, but I'm trying to keep it moving. For sure.
But we got a 941.
Shout out to the nigga over there working.
Yeah, everybody working, man. We got a 941-330. You listen to Die For Radio with OG Richie Rich in the house. What's happening with you?
Hey, what's up, yo? You know, this is JR, man. Richie Rich, man. I just say a legend in the building, man, just like what Dice said. If it could be a fly on the wall, I'd be an amazing fly on that damn wall, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
This is JR from Florida. You know what I'm saying? He's part of my Die 4 Productions artist team and producer team and everything. We, you know, we got our own music besides this Die 4 Radio that we push. So obviously, you know, we universally hip hop connected. So he obviously, even being in Florida, knows who you are, what you represent, and the whole nine yards.
Well, that's a good look, man. Shout out to Florida. I know it's a lot of big shit going on up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of big shit going on, but, yo, like I said, legend in the building. Kind of starstruck, you know what I'm saying?
So it's all good, my dude. I mean, shit, the pleasure is all mine, homie. Shit, my apologies for keeping you waiting so long for some of this dope I'm pushing. You dig?
It's all good, man. It's all good, man. All love.
For sure, that's what's up.
Now stay up. And that's, you know, Die For Production in the house. We got another caller from the 716. Let me see if they're ready. 716-465. You with Richie Rich on Die 4 Radio, veteran, OG in the house, foundation of the hip-hop. What's happening with you? Okay, 716.
There.
Yeah, the 716 is just chilling. So, look, we about to hit the end of the show here. You know what I'm saying? I got another song or two I could play with you, but, you know, just – man, it's been a pleasure having you. Let's give these listeners and everybody listening just a little last sentiments of Richie Rich and what we're doing. And I just got to say, first off, at Dafo Radio and Dar Lansky, you always have a home here. And that's what I tell all my, you know, everybody that I mess with here and this and that. Everything you're doing, man, I got DafoProductions.com. It goes on there. Anything you want to send me to promote, to send to people, to just get going, especially you got that single and the album and just everything going on, we got you 110%. You know what I'm saying? So keep me involved and keep the fans involved because we got you.
That's what's up. Check your email, too. I think my man might have shot you a couple more joints, something you could play while you over there fucking with it. You feel me?
Absolutely.
It's
definitely going to get rotation, man. I mean, for sure. So go ahead and give your last shout-outs, and, man, again, we just blessed.
All right, check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout-out to Die 4 Radio, man. The music is en route, you know what I'm talking about? Like my nigga Filthy Rich say, man, not enough real niggas left, but we're going to keep it lit. You know what I'm talking about? If y'all out there listening, man, stay tuned to my dude, Die Lansky, keeping it 100 around this motherfucker. We need more guys like him pushing that line. And once again, man, the rich is coming. 2014, stay tuned, and it is what it is. Town motherfucking business. You dig me?
That's what's up. Bay Area in the house. OG's in the house. People putting foundations in the house. Big shout-out to my man Todd Davis. Big shout-out to everybody Die For. Big shout-out to the 5FT. Big shout-out to Fashawn. Fresno in the house, Planet Asia, the Dilated Peoples, everybody that fucks with us. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to end it right now because I have to do it like this with the I Got Five on It remix. Big shout out to Gug Mouth. He's about to be on the show, you know, very, very, very soon. And just I'm feeling the whole day, everything. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to you, my dude. Please stay in touch with me, man, because, again, I'm still a fan. So, I, you know, regardless of the radio or what I got going, I still want to listen to your music. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit your email with my line. We're going to stay in touch, my dude.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure, man. And also, I got beats as well. I hardly ever, you know, put out my you know, try to make business out of pleasure, this and that, but I do got beats, so we can definitely talk.
Okay, for sure, Mr. Lansky. Stay up.
Yep, for sure. Thank you, my homie.
My name.
I got five.
All right,
we have Richie Rich. This is Die 4 Radio. We had a great, great show. You know what I'm saying? 5FT for Sean, everybody in the house. We're going to end it with some classic shit right here, though. We'll check y'all next week. You know what I'm saying? Actually, we'll check you on Thursday with special guest AZ, an interview with Jaden Cash, Def Jam winner. You know what I'm saying? So let's do this.
The remix.
We got five on everything, man.
We got Drew Brown. We got the
Looney.
We got
no, we got Young Man.
Yeah, Rich. Ain't folded.
You say you got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but $500 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow, no criticism from the fellows. Hello, being keen during the high speed, but still don't tap the BB. I'm GD, Drew Brown, baby.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever. So either put your five up, or you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Niggy perfin' broke a smoke your slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got five on the Hennessy, Seagrams or Gordon. So this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a goner. Now I'm blowin' it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought, to something right is bought. Most C-Zax, believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking. Get the tips to crack the chest plate. The dips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.
So bad, 40 makes it happen. 5K slapping, revenue growth, and just a little bit of lightweight. Slam boats and potent fumes linger, mighty clouds and northern lights. My respect to Victor Baron, and you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrill, but perhaps today my skill ain't filling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track where hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Kick off my hat, pass it around.
Me and these hoes through the head, coming fifth plus. Young let the lead bust, ready to do a murder. Main turns off the hurricane, learn the game. Witness what being on 250 equal. Me killing people like Jason, facing death every seek.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking crisps at night to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed, by shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause new styles are going down. Look around you, tunes from the moon spreading round and round you. Back to get my O on, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Rolling up cannabis, the team are hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on hurricane. Ready to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a hand for the broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I be hitting the J so hard I Earl. Falling on the smoke and I have a stroke. TXC ain't no joke. I got 5 on everything, let you know this is smoke. It's T-I-C-E about to hit it and crow.
I got 5 on it, got it, got your soul, let's get key. I got 5.
baby. It's me, your boy with the kids that's always tight. You a little short on some ends? Don't worry, I take care of that. I got five on that. I got you.